Chapter 19. Only you can know how you feel about you. When you expect something, it is on the way. When you believe something, it is on the way. When you fear something, it is on the way. Your attitude or mood is always pointing toward what is coming, but you're never stuck with your current point of attraction. Just because you've picked up these thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and moods along your physical trail does not mean that you have to continue attracting in response to them. You have creative control of your own experience, and by paying attention to your own emotional guidance system, you can change your point of attraction. If there are things in your experience that you no longer wish to experience, your belief must change. If there are things that are not in your experience that you want to bring into your experience, your belief must change. There is no condition so severe that you cannot reverse it by choosing different thoughts. However, choosing different thoughts requires focus and practice. If you continue to focus as you have been, to think as you have been, and to believe as you have been, then nothing in your experience will change. Life is always in motion, so you cannot be stuck. Sometimes our physical friends will say, "I'm stuck. I've been in this place for a very long time, and I can't get out of it. I'm stuck." And we always explain that it's not possible to stand still or be stuck, because energy, and therefore life, is always in motion. Things are always changing. But the reason it may feel to you as if you are stuck is because while you are continuing to think the same thoughts, things are changing, but they're changing to the same thing over and over. If you want things to change to different things, you must think different thoughts, and that simply requires finding unfamiliar ways of approaching familiar subjects. Others cannot understand your desires or feelings. Others are often eager to guide you. There are endless people with endless opinions, rules, requirements, and suggestions for how you should live your life, but none of them are able to take into consideration the only thing that matters in achieving your desires. Others cannot understand the vibrational content of your desires, and they cannot understand the vibrational content of where you are, so they are not in any way equipped to guide you. Even when they have the very best of intentions and want your absolute well-being, they do not know. And even though many of them attempt to be unselfish, it is never possible for them to separate their desire for you from their own desire for themselves. No one else knows what is appropriate for you. When you remember that when anyone asks, it is always given, then can you not feel the perfection of an environment where each specific perspective gets to choose? Imagine that you will attend an Abraham Hicks Art of Allowing workshop. You know when and where it will be held, and you've made time in your schedule to attend, so with relative ease, you make all the decisions that are right for you. You look down the list of approximately 50 seminars that will be offered during the next year, and you pick a time and location that's most appealing to you. You notice that a seminar will be held in the city where you live, but the date conflicts with something else you had planned to do, so you look for an alternative. You then find a date that matches the time you do have open. You look for a seminar within that time frame, and you find one in a city that you've always wanted to visit. So you call Abraham Hicks Publications and purchase your seat for the seminar. Since you do not live in the seminar city, you realize that you will need room accommodations and some sort of transportation to the city. So, taking into consideration your specific desires and needs, you make several plans. You decide to travel by air because of the time factor, and you choose a hotel a few blocks away from the seminar hotel because you're a member of their rewards program and you can get a better rate by doing so. You also prefer the type of mattresses that particular hotel chain offers. Once you arrive at your seminar city, you rent a car from your favorite among the many car rental agencies. And on your way to the hotel, you stop at a restaurant that perfectly satisfies your cravings and fits perfectly into your price range. You've taken very good care of yourself. In fact, you have arranged a perfectly wonderful time. But what if Abraham Hicks Publications had decided that they, from their vast experience in offering seminars, were in a better position to make plans for you? So, based on what they've heard from the thousands who have attended their seminars, they've decided that they will make your arrangements. They assume, based on your address, that you would prefer to attend the seminar in your hometown, so that's the one they sign you up for. But then you explain that you have a scheduling conflict, so they adjust their decision and send you a ticket for the seminar city you prefer. And in like manner, as they make their decisions about what is the best airline for you to take, the car rental agency you rent from, the hotel bed you sleep in, and the food you eat, their choices would fall far short of pleasing you. You are much better equipped to make those decisions for yourself. When you remember that everyone who asks is given, then how wonderful and appropriate it is for you to make the choices for you. For the universe operates much more efficiently without a middleman interceding on your behalf. No one else knows what is appropriate for you, but you do. You always know in the moment what is best for you. This is the end of CD number 3.